Wait, she didn't have it.
Be advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
I just realized my curtain's up backwards.
Well, it's the weekend again. And you know what that means. It means it's time to get drunk and talk about stupid criminals again.
Love you.
So fill your glass and plant your ass. Because this here is whiskey, wine, and true crime.
Here you go, baby.
Starring Crystal.
Uber.
Kelly. Drink bitch Janelle. Tech bitch Paul. And research bitch Chris. Reading you today's headlines with unfiltered commentary for your enjoyment.
No. You're not getting that.
Whiskey.
Good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know, just get her a forced orgasm chair, bro.
No!
I'm about to, then she can't fucking say anything.
I have one. I'll give it to you.
No!
Navi, you need to turn that down, please, sweetheart.
So I bought Derek a new chair because his fat ass broke it?
I'm not the one that fucking broke it.
He bit the fuck out of the other chair. He's gonna keep.
I don't want to know what he was doing in that chair.
Neither. I have no idea. And it won't. It broke. It just fucking broke.
We do, Paul. I will give you some warm chicken skin before you go home. We have some out in the kitchen.
You want it a little seasoned. But...
And actually, it's got a little bit of crusty on it too, so it's a little stiff.
Oh my god.
So, I bought a brand new gaming chair, little computer chair. It's a panda bear. Derek's favorite animal. And it has a...
Navi, please turn that down.
It
thank you.
A vibrating pillow.
Cooler titties. Hi, Jamie.
I was just talking about you not too long ago. And it lets you put the seat back and it reclines almost 90 degrees.
No, it I don't.
Yeah, it does.
That one reclines
yeah.
almost 90?
Yeah.
Like here to here?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I haven't tested it because I get scared.
Okay, well, first of all, it probably came from China, so their 90 is different than our 90. You got to remember they're shorter. Yeah.
90 is actually a smaller version of 60.
But anyway.
I prefer 77. I prefer 77. You get 8 more.
Oh, God.
It just...
But we bought this chair. I have tested it. I have... Stop it! I have fallen asleep on this chair.
And a big panda bear chair.
Yeah, a big...
I gotta check this out because my daughter loves pandas.
It's a cute-ass chair.
They are.
And it cost me, what, $129?
That's not too bad.
No, not for...
And for an extra $20, you can get the bamboo chute. And it vibrates.
So let me.
And get an attachment and it plays you a tune.
Past purchases. No.
Alright, so while Crystal's looking up useless information.
I usually do.
Well, you said it.
We have gone up a couple. We're at 11,466. Thank you, everybody. Let's, you know, get it up a little higher if we can. Start spreading the word. Since none of us are really drinking anymore, we may or may not be as funny, but I think...
Well, tech
bitch. Yeah, well...
I can't leave too much of
them. Right.
Shit, I need to drink.
Oh, there it is.
We're trying to appeal to a lot... Oh my god, that is so fucking cute.
It is. It's like almost like your soap dispenser you got.
Oh my god.
Not as good as your snail.
I know, I love that little $3 snail from fucking Temu.
And it spits up soap.
out of its mouth. It's great.
Yeah, it rubs the lumbar support and
it rubs the lumbar.
Does the lumbar? Sorry.
Lower lumbar or upper lumbar?
Lower.
Ooh. I want one.
$129.
Where are we gonna put it?
I'll find room.
But they also have a pink cat one.
Kitty. I'm not a fan of pink, but
kitty.
No.
No. That was a black cat I'd be all over it.
You want a black cat?
Then make it.
It's a black cat.
Oh.
What?
Mystery would get on it, hey, and you wouldn't be able to find her.
Okay, just sit on a cat.
What?
They have a cow one. They have a white dog. And a
do
blue
they have
unicorn.
A Highland cow one?
It just
where
says,
are you gonna put it?
It just says cow.
Right
black.
Next to yours.
It's just a cow. I'm sorry.
See, I have room for a chair in my office.
No, you don't.
If I get rid of the one I have now, yes, I will.
No, you're not. You like your desk chair in the office.
They have a bunny one.
Oh.
No. If you put two of them together, will you come home the next morning and have like 12 of them?
I don't know.
They just do
that. I don't
the
either.
Fairy cows seem to do that in the bedroom quite often. I swear we're
I know. I've got multiple babies in both tanks now.
Oh, dear Lord.
They're
so getting old.
They need some action.
I like my cows. All right, so I'm going to look up, while you guys are talking chairs, I am going to look up that page on Book of the Face so I can get my thing.
Your thingamabobber?
Yeah.
The thingamabig for the
Westmacall? So apparently, apparently Facebook is going through and they're going to start
Deleting
all of our older live videos. So watch them while you can. If not, Crystal's, I think you transferred some of them over to YouTube.
Tube of the U.
We're working on getting them over to Tube of the U.
The old one, so you can continue to watch it.
Yeah.
And you do not have to worry about it being deleted.
Okay, cool.
Ideally, at least the ones that we have before we started using Tube of the U.
Okay. Oh, I gotta find. Is that the one? That's Florida Memes. Where is that frickin' one? I just. Oh, here we go. Okay. This will work. I found it.
Okay.
Yay.
Let's see here. What do I want to read?
I don't know. What do you want to read?
They're
yellow.
Yellow?
Let's see here. Let's go up here because there looked like a couple of news articles up here. Florida man is executed for the killings of an 8-year-old girl and her grandmother after receiving 3 drug injections at Florida State Prison. Wow, somebody didn't know how to do their job. You had one job.
That's 3 injections? And he's still alive? Ooh.
Yeah, they had one job. Ah, here we go. Now, I guess most of our listeners in Florida would probably know, and I've been doing some research on this, and apparently there is, I don't know if it's a town in Florida, if it's an actual town, or if it's like a suburb, but it's called The Village, The Villages. And
I think it's a suburb, yeah.
And apparently, they all drive around with loofahs on their car. And there's this whole thing with It's like a big ass like swinger community, I guess.
Oh boy.
And the color of the loofah you have on the car corresponds with what you're into.
It sounds like the whole wristband back in like middle school.
Uh-huh.
The rubber
bracelets. Yeah, I never knew if there was any truth to that.
Whatever you want.
I was never lucky enough to
figure it out.
Well, no, I wasn't really interested in women back then, girls back then. I was too busy doing my own thing.
Drinking.
Yeah. Sounds fair. I never found out if that was true either, so.
So this happens.
That never sounded fucking good.
That's kind of frightening, honestly.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
You can't say that and not tell us what it means.
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay.
She looked like she got beat the fuck up, actually.
I think it's a methany.
Oh, it's possible, but I was just thinking she got beat the fuck up.
It's okay. Something. Nude woman flees through open field after cops try to arrest her.
What could possibly go wrong?
Dude, I'd feel so bad for cops.
I hope there wasn't a...
Oh, man, those poor pussy willows.
I feel bad for cops.
Well, no, they don't send cops anymore. They send crisis workers.
Not in Florida.
I don't know.
I know in
Paul caught the joke.
Guys are so sad.
All right, here we go. A Summerfield woman was arrested for resisting an officer after running nude through an open field to avoid arrest on two warrants. Right. A deputy responded to an undisclosed Marion County residence Thursday, and this was back on March 25th of this year. So, actually, like, today.
He forgot what
time. He's like, wait a second.
apparently this happened today. Well, it is Florida, you know, they're... All right.
They're in our heads, so that's about right.
A deputy responded to an undisclosed Marion County residence Thursday, so it was actually yesterday, an attempt to find 47-year-old Stacy Lynn Steady. STADY. Would that be Steady or Steady?
Steady? I don't know.
Or Steady. Oops, sorry, wrong.
That's a Bordeaux.
Today.
Bordeaux.
No, Bordeaux is left hand.
Bordeaux.
I'm not
left-handed. I don't know. I'm
not either. That's what makes it so much more fun.
Right now, my right arm hurts.
I can set the ink for you.
No.
Shabam!
Oh,
that's the fastest way to get popped.
You do that anyway.
Uh-huh. All right, who had two active arrest warrants out of Marion County Sheriff's Office, according to arrest report from the MCSO. Upon drink.
I need a bell.
Oh, I got one.
Cheers.
I got one.
No bell. No bell.
Is that better?
Little.
Okay. Where was I here?
Soda's fine.
Okay. Upon arrival, the deputy was met at the door by Stade's mother.
I can't say the name.
He told her that he knew Stade was in the home and she needed to come out. Stade's mother led him to Stade's bedroom where she was not found.
Oh?
The deputy noticed a closed, locked bathroom door and knocked.
I don't know if he said it was locked.
Yes.
I'd be taking a shit, too.
No, he said he knocked. Not kicked, knocked, you know.
But like, it was locked, so I'm just saying, I'd probably be taking a shit, too.
Right.
Still working on it, okay.
He commanded Stade to come out of the bathroom. She refused. And he heard the bathroom window open. The deputy ran out of the house to see Stade running in the nude towards an open field. She gave up at a cattle gate that she could not climb over.
Wait a minute. How do you not climb? Nope.
If you're nude, there's usually barbed wire on the top of those.
Sometimes there's not, just so everybody's aware.
Well, but I know. She was then detained, clothed, and put in a patrol vehicle.
I don't know if I would touch any there. God, I feel bad for cop.
Stoddard was charged with resist officer, obstruct without violence, and transported to Marion County Jail with a bond set at $1,000. So $100. She was also charged for the two warrants, one of which was failure to appear for petite theft, two or more prior convictions. The other warrant was for battery, second or subsequent offense, from an incident on November 13th, 2024. A deputy met with the reportee, who advised her that her friend, the victim, was battered by Stoddard, his mother. Stoddard had texted the victim asking him to pick her up, and he said he was busy but could pick her up soon, the report said. Stoddard then showed up at the location and yelled at the victim she was going to wake up his grandmother, and when he tried to stop her, she started repeatedly hitting him. The victim pretended to call 911, but as Stoddard was leaving, she slashed a tire on his truck.
What a bitch!
Okay.
The deputy next spoke to a witness who advised that he saw the victim block Stoddard from approaching the residence to keep her from waking up his grandmother. She then hit him 15 to 20 times in the face. Ouch. The witness also confirmed Stoddard slashed the victim's tire. Another deputy spoke to the victim who stated Stoddard already arrived at the residence and yelled at him. She threatened to wake up his grandmother to talk bad about him.
Why?
Apparently it's the thing to do down there.
He did not want to disturb his grandmother, so he walked to the residence to prevent her from going inside. Stoddard became irate and hit the victim about 20 times. He grabbed her to stop her from hitting him, and they both fell to the ground. He pretended to call 911, and she left the property after slashing the tire on his truck. Okay. The deputy observed the dermal face piercing on the victim's right cheek to be damaged and bleeding.
Oh!
Ow.
Do you know how...
Uh-huh. Oh. There was also redness to the right side of his face, as well as scratches to his neck and chest.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, the front driver's side tire of the victim's truck was flat. The deputy could still hear air actively leaking from the tire. There was a puncture wound on the side of the tire consistent with that of a knife. A criminal history check showed Stoddard had prior battery convictions. On April 20th, 2021, she was found guilty of two counts of battery. Indeed, Stoddard has been arrested multiple times in the past. She was arrested for shoplifting at Home Depot in August of 2023, Walmart in October 22, and August 2024.
That's right.
And at Best Buy in February of 2024. Uh-huh. She was also arrested at Wawa.
That's a gas station.
For refusing to give her identity on July 21st, 2021.
What the fuck do you need to get a gas? Okay.
And going berserk after being told her friend had to leave a residence in 2020. Okay. She looked like a methany.
She got fucked up. That's what it looked like.
Really fucked up. But, yeah.
I ain't mad about it.
So, Brain.
Where are we going?
Did you just hit me in the boob with your head?
Probably.
Well, she sees Dad do it all the time.
Okay.
monkey do.
Yeah, about right.
Or maybe if she's seen him pick
hey, Kevin.
Up.
Willet.
What? We have a Willet watching? Nope. Wow, we have a Willet. Hi, Kev.
Hello. As I was taking a drink.
No, no, that's fine. Get any on you?
Probably.
Oh. And that was...
That one's a little wet.
I was weak.
That second part was... Ugh.
I can fart louder than that.
Oh, blame me, I know.
But I'm not trusting a fart right now.
I wouldn't trust shit with you.
Oh, we went to Matt's today.
Yes. This whole... Yeah. What was this about?
No. He literally... It's about yay big. It is a stress poop. It's about that big. It's about that big around. Yeah, and it's kind of like that banana that I've got.
Stress poops.
Yeah, and they got eyeballs.
Do it.
And we had this whole conversation going. He's like, he grabbed it and he says, I got my shit. He says, you can't have my shit.
You can't touch it either.
You can't touch my shit. I'm like, but I want to touch your shit.
That's a weird.
He's like, no, you can't touch my shit without asking. So he's working on her arm, and I looked at my sister.
Yeah, I'm trying not to laugh.
And she's trying not to laugh. I go, Matt, can I go touch your shit?
I feel like someone's fucking broken, bro.
Off of Amazon,
they have a poop emoji that's a dog toy that when you drop it, it farts.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Why am I just finding out about this?
You need to like go on Amazon a little bit more. You find some dark, scary shit up on that thing.
Don't tell him to do that.
You're right. How often do we go across the pond?
Whoop! Eh. Nope! 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 Nope!
Can I name my passport?
Look, they look like little dicks.
It looks like the fucking talking turd from South Park.
Mr. Hanky!
That's it! I was like, damn, I can't think of his name!
But I mean, if you look at it, it's even got veins on it, too. I mean, anything's a dildo if you're adventurous enough.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It doesn't have a base. We just talked... 50 badge 502 has told us that.
Oh wow, you can get 9-pack of glitters.
Oh dear lord.
Those are ugly.
I can only imagine that fucking ripping open and glitter everywhere. You know how long that shit takes to get out of anything?
Oh.
That's why during his bachelor
look,
party.
They make stretchy poops.
That looks so weird with the eyeballs.
It does.
I know. I know. They have...
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know they have poop emoji, like pillows.
Yeah. Oh. Hey! What?
Doing the same thing you do to me all the time.
Yeah. You... Don't worry, I make... Paul itched the shit out of my back at
oh,
night.
Oh, see, here you go. You can get a 2-pack. You can get a banana and a poop, which is real true. If you eat the banana, you get a poop.
Not always.
Oh, fuck. Do you need another banana?
No. I am good.
So we're
16-piece poop, fake poop, finger slingshots.
Oh, dear Lord, no.
Just made me think of the chicken, the little chickens.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
You know, she wouldn't be able to touch it. It's probably
and that's the Chinese guy who flung poo. It's me. Think. Think.
God, I could see you doing that at work just to taste stupid shit.
Just randomly. Just. Oh, that would work so good for you because you work in a cube farm. You could just kind of think.
You know how much trouble we get for throwing things at each other anyway?
You would have need an unlimited supply of them. Like your little squeaky.
Yeah, but all it would take is one.
We get in trouble for throwing napkins, bro. What makes you think we wouldn't get in trouble for that?
You just say you're reverting back to your primordial.
Primitive.
your primordial.
Too long of a word for you.
Struggling. Okay.
Your primitive ancestors that were monkeys, apparently, because we evolved from monkeys. Monkeys, right. Like apes, they like to throw shit. So you could just say, I'm helping out my ancestors. Thing, thing.
You're helping out Bigfoot.
And if they fire you, that's racist because you're in touch with your ancestry.
Fucking Christ. What's some bullshit ass bullshit?
There's the rubber
chicken.
My boss
already think I'm nuts. You think I really want to add that to my list?
God, I'd laugh hysterically if Monday you go in and your boss looks and says, so I watched the show Friday.
I know, right? You know, she's on my friends list, too. So she fucking...
Do what?
She's on my friends list, bro.
Okay. I don't...
My boss would be so fucking worried about me. Is this what you do?
You had to get me started on...
I didn't do shit.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
These are stress toys.
There we go.
Tell me... If you see anything wrong with this, it's a squeezable stress toy.
They're babies.
It's a squeezable stress toy.
Does it come in other colors than that?
What's wrong with that?
Yes. Black and white.
Fuck. It's better than tossing the baby. Or kicking the baby.
No,
I mean...
I mean...
But if you got one of those and used it, would it be used against you because...
You beat a shit out of a baby? Probably.
I am going to post this on Facebook with the tag, what the fuck, Amazon?
Amazon's got some funky ass shit.
Oh, wait, I better put the white ones up there, too, because I don't want to be... Hey, I could get them both by Sunday. We could have them for next podcast.
Yeah!
That is the ugliest looking.
That means you would have to get your poop emoji farting thing.
Seriously, I know they're fake, but man, that is the ugliest fucking kid there is.
Why is the lip so fucking red? On both of them, you see that?
Because they evolved from that.
I'm like, bro, the lips are so fucking bright.
It feels comfortable. Simulation modeling and press it will.
What? Press it well?
And apparently they're not that big.
They're about as big as your hand.
Well, they all start babies. And they call it a decompression toy. But then the next one says interesting toy dolls.
I got nothing.
Oh, look, it's a basketball team.
Bro, if I've appeared at my desk with a stretching baby toy, do you not realize I would be on some fucking watch list?
That's why you get the white one. You wouldn't be racist.
It doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, what the fuck?
And the scary thing is that's under poop stress toy. And that popped up.
I don't have an answer for that at all.
Nothing.
That's like the whole Facebook thing. Was it Facebook that did it or Google when he looked up? Oh, yeah. I think it was a black person or Native American or no.
It was Google, and
Google.
Yeah, it was a glitch apparently.
Yeah, and it showed a gorilla for an African American. That's what it was. And out of the blue, that was the biggest thing for a while. Now that's what it looks like on Amazon. Fucking God, dog.
Yeah.
CEOs need to check their shit a lot faster.
I would make a comment, but yeah, no, we'd get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then again, I covered my ass crack with a unicorn bubble blower and nothing ever happened.
Tell me that thing died permanently.
No, I think they threw it away.
I don't know where it went.
Threw it away.
It died.
Did it? Yeah.
You
Remote control speed poo RC shit poop car.
Yum. If it don't fart while it goes, it's not worth it. If it does not fart when it drives, it's not worth it.
I'm looking into it. Oh my god, it does when it hits something.
Oh, I could see him you driving that thing all around the house during the harness and kitty.
And then it's even got a fart button just to make it fart whenever. It's got a,
fuck that, he'd be driving that shit toilet, Walmart just because he can.
It's got a toilet plunger for a controller, which gets forward, back, and it spins.
Michael, you would be
and then it's got a fart. I'd be chasing people in Walmart with that thing. Murder.
Go and fart on somebody next to it, and they freak out, and not realizing it's down there. And it's like, did you fart? No.
No,
and you have like some people fighting over some stupid shit, bro. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going across the pond.
We're going back to 2020. Everybody's favorite motherfucking years.
Yeah.
We were isolated in the house. Around this time, I had COVID, so it fucking sucked.
I had it before it supposedly hit the stage, so go for it.
But Arthur was 6 years old when he died the 17th of June of 2020. He was living with his father, Thomas Hughes, and his father's partner, Emma Tutson, and her two children.
Sounds like a freaking overfilled house.
Yeah, sounds about right. Ouch. Arthur is described by his family members as his teachers as happy, healthy young boy who always has a smile on his face. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Prior to June 2018, professionals have not recorded any significant concerns of Arthur's welfare. After the parents separated in November 2015, Arthur lived with his mother, Thomas Hughes, co-parented alongside Olivia, Arthur's mother. Arthur had an excessive and positive contact with both sets of grandparents and extended family members. Now, in February 2019, Arthur's mother was arrested and convicted for domestic-related murder of her then-partner, Gary Cunningham, which received a significant term of imprisonment. Remember, this is over the border in England. The relationship had been characterized by domestic abuse after excessive alcohol consumption.
Shocker.
And oh shit. And an incident where Olivia was the victim in 2018 when Arthur was not present.
Not pregnant?
Present.
Who?
Friend of mine, pal.
Pam?
Pam.
Where the hell did you get Pam?
You really need to turn up your hearing aid so it hurts.
Hal. Oh, I know Hal.
She just said Hal like three times. Where is Pam coming from?
Clean your hearing aid.
It's a weird way to start a conversation.
I ain't starting. I'm just jumping in my two cents.
Do you like that one better?
But was not present, no, prompted like a child emoji, prompted a child in need to assessment by Birmingham Children's Trust, BCT. Are you done? It concluded that no further action is required for the trust.
Bacon, Canadian bacon, and tomatoes. BCT.
Okay.
Whatever works
for you on this one.
I'm not going to argue with you, dear.
But with recommendations to help and support from other agencies. Hi, stop. Following his mother's arrest.
I need that.
Arthur was cared for by his
It's $6.
He needs
going
it.
To sort your poo, if you will.
It's $6. Oh, that might be here in time for Mother's Day.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
Oh, no.
You're going to get that from home.
Hell no, I was going to wear it.
Oh, Drew.
For breakfast or something.
I can see you driving to work with that thing on.
I couldn't, we wouldn't stop him.
And get to a stoplight in Whitewater, and all of a sudden.
Oh, there's nobody out that early in the morning.
And you got a cop sitting at the stoplight.
No, over. It'd be that time, though. Huh? It would be that time with a cop, like, what the fuck?
Right.
I would do it.
I'm just saying.
I could get one. Oh, too bad I don't work with my work wife anymore. I could get the poop hat. I can get him the plunger hat.
You need to do that to your mom. And then just say, Mom, I have a hat for you. And you're wearing it.
And give the other one to Charlie.
Now you can decide which poop is better.
What? You... Well, you heard what I got her for Mother's Day a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got her that t-shirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get Charlie one, you get one, both poops, and then have her have the plunger. I think she'd probably slap the shit out of you both.
And we'll play rock, paper, scissors for who has to wear them.
Yep.
I'm going to lose.
I'd be
for it. Oh, you're getting your own. I'm going to get you a pink one.
The pink poop?
I hate the color pink. It'd make it green. Make a good poop.
Well, you eat enough food. Yeah, you could get green poop.
Of course you could have pink, green poop.
Coloring will do it.
Yeah, you can have pink poop, too.
That's a little bit worrisome.
No, it's the red poop.
What's that? I think, it's too much Pepto that turns it pink.
I've never had that much Pepto.
Better black, yeah. If it's black, you add too much. If it's hard to speak, you have
purple
way too fucking much.
Green.
Not about finding out.
Anyway.
Okay.
My food sensitivity is an
allergen. I don't have that problem, sorry.
You don't want it.
No, you just can't eat pork.
Yep.
That's a sensitivity slash allergy, so.
So is my gluten thing, but I still eat it, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, you used to be kind of good about that.
Yeah, I'm not anymore, because it's so fucking expensive.
Well, that and the kids probably taking a lot of it from you, too.
It takes everything. Because you know how many boxes of macaroni and cheese I've eaten in the past 3 fucking weeks?
Does it have to be one brand?
Velveeta.
Ooh, that's more pricey than Kraft.
I still love Kraft, too, so it don't fucking matter.
No wonder he can't afford a gaming chair. All your money goes to Velveeta.
Hey, nothing wrong with processed cheese.
Somebody's in there. You have to wait.
You gotta wait.
Hold on, Navi.
Hang on, baby.
Navi, wait.
Nevaeh!
She's coming.
You gotta wait. Wait, baby.
I know you gotta go potty. You gotta wait, though, okay?
You gotta wait.
But, eat Velveeta 3 to 4 times a week.
Happy belated vaginal escape day, Jen.
Okay, go potty. Go potty. Go potty.
Please, goddamn ear out there.
You know what? I'm just going to take this damn thing out. I hear better without it sometimes.
I feel like there's a problem, Kelly. But anyway, following the mother's arrest,
the data is better, but my triglycerides really hate it.
Arthur was cared for by his father. A further child in need assessment by BCT also concluded with no further actions for the trust. So BCT is basically DCFS.
I just cleaned that paper.
For anybody that cares to know that there's a difference.
Well, it's across the pond. Everything is different.
This is true. But I'm just saying, comparison-wise, it's DCFS.
Okay.
Or Child Protective Services. CPS.
CPS, DCFS, same.
DCFS.
All of the same bullshit.
Same bullshit, different.
Different day. Arthur's father was assessed to be a protective factor, and they have it that way in the article, for him. He lived with Arthur's paternal grandparents, and Arthur moved to a new school and settled in well. He made good progress in his learning, made friends quickly, engaged in sporting and other opportunities in school. School was a positive place for him, and the staff knew Arthur and his family well. Now, this is where this thing starts to go. Pretty much. Initially, Arthur had a telephone contact with his mother 3 times a week. In October 2019, his father stopped the contact between the son and his mother.
Again.
And the maternal extended family. So he cut it off.
A wiener whack, a wiener whack.
I got nothing.
In December 2019.
He farted.
Water?
She's in the bathroom.
I love a cigarette.
Okay, that's what it is.
I was like, I haven't done shit.
Yeah, we know.
So they give
advice. Yeah, but anyway. At least done shit.
His father and or his mother initiated the process to establish contact arrangement. What?
Establish dominance?
Contact arrangements.
He took a zero.
Only one letter off.
I'm going to throat punch you with the dominance shit. Anyway. With Arthur again through child arrangement order. Again, that's the whole child agreement. We all the child and family court advisory and support services became involved with Arthur.
But she didn't be digging the warm toilet seat.
Can't answer. Father and the school noted escalating concerns about Arthur's behavior and emotional well-being in the autumn of 2019, which led to a referral to SOLRS. Y'all gotta stop with this weird-ass acronyms, I'm just saying. The SOLRS stands for Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. That is not what it should stand for, because that doesn't make sense. Never mind. Moving on. From his GP...
They're English. They don't make sense.
We came from them.
No, technically we came from our parents.
Ancestors there.
We had to come over
the... We evolved. Apparently.
Daryl.
That's why I can't climb trees. I can't get it. I mean, yeah, I drag my knuckles across the carpet when I walk, but...
Okay.
I'm so fucking stupid.
And that explains why I have random thoughts to throw shit.
You want to enlighten your main host here in TechBitch about your excursion on laying carpet?
Huh?
When you laid carpet last week.
Yeah.
That probably did not help your...
Did you feel younger?
Recovering from the migraine.
Seeing as I damn near passed out when I finished.
I don't think I've seen a move that fast.
Damn, she really put you there, buddy.
And I missed the kicker like 3 times. I caught it on the fucking corner of my knee.
Kelly, you're getting old.
But I was still able to do it.
28 years later.
I felt fine on Sunday. Fucking Monday when I gotta go to work, that was a whole different story. Oh, ow, 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 ow,
ooh, ow. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That no way I was gonna climb a tree then.
Anyway. So in January 2020, Arthur was assessed for specialist support. On March 4th. She's laughing too much in there, and it's scary.
Well, she also took her Switch in there.
Don't mean anything.
I mean shit. But was not offered a service. So he wasn't. They didn't see him as a problem with his mental health then.
Yeah. Huh?
Which button is it to turn on the water for the bidet?
Left-hand side, second one from the front.
Oh,
Don't ass blast your daughter.
I was thinking the same thing at this point.
Go the fourth one.
Go the fourth one? Is that
the... No, the fifth one. That's the air. That's the air.
Hot air.
Okay. I know. Just start pushing buttons.
Why was I thinking that? On the same day, Arthur was seen by the Child and Family Court Advisory and Support Services officer. In the course of the completion of Section 7 report for the family
Section
court.
Section 7. Oh, sounds so, like, impotent. You're in violation of Section 7.
It sounds right.
Always watching.
We got a 23-19. Sorry, fucking crazy. The report in April 2020 recommended that Arthur should have only indirect contact with the mother in form of letters.
Can I order four pieces of shit?
Come here, wash your hands. As long as you get the poop emoji that farts, yeah.
She's giving you permission.
Add to cart for that one. Now I gotta look for farting poop emoji.
Yep.
That's fucking sad. Okay. In autumn of 2019, Thomas Hughes began a relationship with Emma Tutson. She was previously known to Children's Social Care and other agencies in Soho, including the police, community mental health team, and Soho Community Housing. There was a history of domestic abuse with Emma Tutson as both victim and perpetrator. Emma Tutson had four children, two who continue to live with her. It's not clear about the extent of which Thomas Hughes knew about Emma's previous history, and Arthur's wider family were not aware of these issues.
Oh. I just ordered a bunch of shit.
Literally. You should also order the...
you feel better?
Shit. No, you can't touch that.
Oh, damn. Later. Noted.
Mm-hmm.
At least he cared.
I can shoot it at you. Cover your mouth when you cough, please.
That was weak.
Cover your mouth. Jesus. On March 23rd, 2020, you motherfucker, Thomas and Arthur moved into Emma Tutson's home, where when the UK entered a period of national lockdown during COVID-19. Family members report that the arrangement was put in place due to the announcement of the lockdown. Like most children, Arthur was not attending school. Having not been classified within a group of vulnerable children identified to continue daily school attendance. The school was not aware of any details of the father's new partner or that Arthur was no longer living at the parents' grandparents' address. What? What?
69 detailed illustrations with descriptions will guide you through each location, ensuring that you will never get lost along the way, whether you're a beginner or a WC expert.
Poop Sutra. Oh my god.
And it's only, I'm going to add that to my cart for later. You know, it's so hard to piss in the morning with morning wood. So I'm sure...
Oh, right. Our bathroom ain't that wide.
Never mind. Yeah, and our toilet seat's at an angle. Yeah. Plank it. Gay!
Aim better.
Paul won't let me play with his anymore while he's peeing.
It is not a lightsaber, Crystal. It is not a lightsaber.
Because I'm like, pew, pew, pew. Oh, go see, you know how bad that shit hurts? I'm like, fuck you, it's fun.
Crystal, it's squish and it's all in the ring.
Yo!
I had to.
I'm such a child because I'm like, pew, 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 pew.
He's look, like, I can write God. My name in the snow.
Paul is so dead. He's
remind
like,
remind me not fuck to you. Take a black light in the bathroom.
No, oh, not over there. No.
I'm not allowed to play with it no more. Anyway.
And don't shine it on their ceiling in their bedroom either.
Nope.
I don't know about that. I mean, his does angle. The ceiling does angle right above him, so who knows?
I don't want to know.
Any good shots on that part of the ceiling yet?
I don't know if you ever have it. Hold on, don't bring me into this. I have no idea.
Target practice.
You know, see, if he was good, you could lay next to him and he could just lay there and angle it right towards you.
Not my eye.
That'd be my fucking luck.
Well, you have glasses.
You think I want that shit on my fucking glasses? You're wrong. The amount of clean.
Eye protectors. And if you got a migraine, sunglasses. Wrap around sunglasses.
I have those for, it's in here. Because of the work stuff. But I haven't been wearing it. Which is probably why I've been having migraines. Quite a lot. And I haven't been fixing that. That's probably my fault.
Get any on you?
Woo!
Carbonation.
On the 14th of April, Arthur and his father stayed overnight at the paternal grandparents' house following a disagreement between Thomas and Emma, which led Thomas leaving the house with Arthur. Emma later sent Thomas a text message threatening suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas sent Emma a hostile text message in reply. On April 15th, when Thomas was not able to contact Emma, whose phone was turned off, he filed a missing person report with the police. During subsequent inquiries by the police, Arthur was seen and deemed to be safe and well with his father at his paternal grandparents' house. Emma was located later the same day by Birmingham and Silo Street triage team and declined to offer
Navi, can you
a referral
a
back
bit,
to the community health team.
Thank you, sweetheart.
On April 16th, Thomas and Emma reconciled. Thomas and Arthur returned to Emma's residence despite strongly expressed misgivings from the grandparents, who were concerned about a return to the abusive situation for Arthur. However, this is the last occasion that Arthur was seen by the family until his death. Late evening the 16th, Arthur's grandparents contacted Solihull Emergency Duty Team, called EDT, regarding the bruising on Arthur's back, scratches on his face that she had noticed when Arthur had been staying. She questioned the explanation by Arthur's father that the bruising was a result of the play fighting between Arthur and Emma's son. In response to this referral, the EDT contacted the police and requested a welfare check that evening. The police did not consider that such visit was necessary as Arthur had been safe and well the previous day. According to the social worker case, according to from the visit, a scratch on Arthur's face and a faded bruise on his back were observed. No safeguarding concerns were identified from the visit. Now, can we see where the things are starting to fall?
Read the search heading and then look at the middle picture.
So we're seeing how things are falling with this case. How everybody had concern, but the police and everything else took it off and said, now I'm scared.
You're killing them.
You break that phone, I'm not buying you a new one.
No. Read the search bar and then look at the middle picture.
Why am I scared? Poop stick for adults. So apparently you need a 32-inch extra foldable grip reaching tool to pick up that heavy-duty ass shit. Oh my god, I'm so done with you two.
Yeah, right. Oh god.
We haven't even gotten to it, and there's these two are just.
I know that literally leaves you going, the hell.
But family members continue to express their concern. There was further contacts to children's social care, the police, Arthur's school, photographs of the bruising on the back taken by Arthur's grandparents when Arthur and his father had stayed for two nights.
Paul's going to have nightmares about that.
Which were emailed initially to the police by another family member. 2 days after the photographs were taken, the photographs were not passed on by police to Sohail Mash, which subsequently received them from Arthur's grandparents 7 days after the home visit by social care. Now, this is going to be a lot. On April 24th, photographs were considered by Children's Social Care once they arrived in Mash from Arthur's maternal grandmother. The photos indicated more extensive and severe bruising than the practitioner reported seeing during the 17th of April visit. This was a significant moment to reassess the risk of Arthur in the light of important of new evidence of potential physical abuse. The concern and uncertainty of the causation, and timing of these injuries should have prompted a safety strategy discussion and advice and sought from health professionals. Instead, it concluded the bruising seen in the photographs could be consent with adults' explanation as they were play fighting between the two boys. Accordingly, they decided no further investigation was needed in relation to the family's concern about the bruising. It hoped that family would consider to offer a life story work with Arthur, which would be an opportunity to monitor and escalate any safeguarding concerns. At the end of April, Arthur's father declined the offer life story work with Arthur. Thomas said he had a good relationship with the key worker in school who contacted weekly, and he should speak with them if they need help with Arthur's behavior. The case was closed to Children's Social Care. The home visit in mid-April was the last time Arthur was seen by any professional till the day of his death. Having been advised by the social care about Arthur's new address, school contacted the father and spoke to Arthur at the end of April.
Okay.
Father was offered support strategies from the school's lead for social, emotional, and mental health, called SEAM.
That's an original one.
Do you know how many abbreviations are in this one? That's a lot.
Breathe, Texas, breathe. You sure?
I got a poop stick for you.
No, I'm good.
Oh my god, you guys are... Anyway. When he talked about struggling with Arthur's behavior, Thomas confirmed that he would be taking up the offer of a school place for Arthur when school reopened in June. On June 8th, Arthur did not attend school as planned. Thomas advised the school that Arthur was unwell and he would return later in the week. June 11th, Thomas spoke to the school office and shared increasing concerns about his son's well-being. He had lost interest in eating and was lethargic.
Uh-huh.
The school's designated safeguard lead, DSL.
Dick sucking lips.
Yep. Later spoke with Thomas and advised him he contact his GP, general practitioner. for anybody who doesn't know. On the following Monday, the DSL made a referral to the school nursing service. Thomas notified school that Arthur would not be returning until June 18th, as there are 2 days of celebration for his partner's birthday. Why? Anyway, moving on. The GP made 2 telephone attempts for consultation with Thomas, but the calls failed. There was no option to leave voicemail. Phones were basically shut off. On the 16th, emergency services were called to Emma Tustin's address, reporting that Arthur had been in cardiac arrest. Kid 6.
Well, she had a major heart issue.
Yeah, it's called he wasn't eating.
Arthur had sustained subsequent head injury. The ambulance crew raised concerns regarding Arthur's presentation. He was described as unkempt with bruising on his body. Arthur was conveyed to the hospital, and a CT scan found that he sustained devastating and a fatal head injury. It was not possible to stabilize him, and he died from his injuries. Arthur died in the early hours of the following morning. So he's basically bleeding out.
Right.
And sadly, there's no reason for it. But explanations for Arthur's injury was given by Thomas and Emma were not considered plausible. So they didn't believe him. Can't say I blame him either. They were arrested subsequently and charged with the offense of causing or allowing death of a child. Obviously, it's different over there than it is over here.
Right.
And it was concluded December 1st, that trial, 2021. Emma Tustin was convicted of murder. Thomas Hughes, his dad, of manslaughter. So now I'm going to tell you the actual extent of this. Evidence footage, which I did see the evidence footage on YouTube. It's really gross. Kind of pissed off about it. But, yep. I won't show that. Because he'd probably get hit and write about it. I know he would. And they're not our kids. But, and text messages were seen at the criminal proceedings revealed a shocking scale of physical abuse and neglect suffered by Arthur. A total of 130 bruises were found on Arthur's body at the time of his death.
This almost sounds like, oh, what episode did we do with the girl?
Kelly?
Yeah.
Our very first episode?
Yeah.
And poor Kelly had to deal with her eyeballs being scooped out.
Yeah.
And the weird part is, they're both in England.
I'm not going to England.
That guy's out of prison, by the way. Update.
Oh, nice.
He's out, but no one knows where he's at. I'm not surprised if he'd be hiding in a gutter somewhere. If they have gutters over there, let me first. I'm not sure.
No, I think they're... Alexa, what's a gutter called in England?
I don't know that one.
Fuck you then, Alexa.
Alexa, what's the British word for gutter?
Singing the same thing.
The British term for gutter is gutter.
Oh, okay.
It is also interesting to note that in some parts of the United Kingdom, the term gully is used for a drainage system, which is similar to a gutter.
Gully.
Okay. Gully, gutter. Either way, it depends on where you're from and over there.
Right. Tomato, tomato, tis but a scratch.
It's just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
That's a, oh, I feel so bad for her. But anyway, feel bad for the kid too. At the time of his death, blood tests indicate very high levels of sodium, possibly suggesting of salt poisoning.
There is such a thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you can overdose on salt.
Especially if it's a small child, if there's a G tube that can be fed through that directly.
I think we touched on this one. I could be wrong. But where the girl was trying to intentionally make her kid sick, mm-hmm. and she was putting
salt
into his water bag.
It wasn't pre-mixed saline. She was taking large table salt.
Table salt and just shooting it into the water bowl. And then she had someone hide the bag, and the guy kept it and gave it to the cops.
I think the kid would taste it, though.
Kid died because of the he had seizures.
And they get to the hospital.
Oh, that she must have put a shitload in there, and he drank.
Oh yeah.
It. But you would think once he.
I think he was young. Garnet. Was...
Yep. The name sounds familiar.
Yep, I can't think of the last name either.
Yeah, we did that one then.
God, did I really drink that much that I'm missing a couple of episodes?
Yeah.
You missed Sam Elliott episode, so you might as well.
Well, that was Shark Fight Night. That would erase the hard drive.
It erased his feet.
Noted.
And I was almost speaking fluent Ozzy.
That's scary. That was an outdoor. Sam Elliott was an outdoor episode.
Yeah, I know.
How the hell do you get up the stairs? Well, I'm trying to figure out.
He didn't. We left him.
No, dude.
Eventually, I don't know how he got up after that. We all left his ass outside.
I made it up.
At some point. I don't know. Because I thought she was going to come back and put a blanket on you. But I don't know if that ever happened.
Nope, I would have left him be. Should you put a blanket on him?
Build me a little fire next to me. I'd be fine.
I don't think she did. She went back upstairs. We left.
Gee, thanks so much for the military code, Paul, of nobody left behind.
I wasn't even paying attention to what the hell was being even said.
It was nice timing, though.
I had to take his drunk ass home. What are you talking about? So, you expected two drunk people to try and get you up. I wasn't drinking that night. Actually, I did have one, but then after that I stopped because it was too much. But I had to drive him home. Because he was gone.
Oh, so you leave me... Wait. So,
I ain't picking you up!
Wait a minute here. So you would leave my drunk ass in the backyard,
yep.
But yet you went home and you brought his drunk ass in the house.
Because he could still walk. Kinda.
So could I.
You maybe took 3 steps before your ass was out.
I was walking in cursive.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I said, fuck it, I ain't... Because she wasn't going to be helping me.
And this is, like, you know, the reason why I don't drink anymore.
I couldn't lift.
My liver thing's been for it.
I don't think I could get you up by myself. He was not going to help you.
It's on a timer.
I wasn't even going to ask. There's nothing in it, so.
That's still on a timer, though.
He would not help you.
So, y'all want to know something?
Not really, but
not even closely related to any of this.
Wait a minute. Has any of the show really been closely related to what we're talking
about? Shit for a while. Yeah.
George Foreman just died.
What?
Good.
Who?
George Foreman. George Foreman.
I'm
the heavyweight boxer.
Really?
One of his nephews is actually sitting in our jail. In case anybody cared to know.
Died at 76.
So that means
he's... heavyweight champion and Hall of Famer. Gold medalist in the 68 games. Yeah.
Apparently, if anybody wants to know, that's sitting in our jail here. His name is Deshaun Foreman, and y'all can keep him.
George Foreman Grill.
I know. I wish I had one of those things. You're like triple on price.
Oh, they're going to skyrocket now. We used to have one. I don't know where I went. Used to have
I don't know if that's a George Foreman or if that's a knockoff.
Oh, the Foreman Grill?
Yeah. We used to have a George Foreman. We don't have it. I know. I don't know where the fuck I went.
It's somewhere a wall.
I want a waffle maker.
We have one of those.
Dude, the fucking Millennium Falcon waffle maker.
No.
Bro.
They do have one. Let me finish this, guys, before y'all start doing this.
How do you spell millennial?
You haven't even been drinking.
M-I-L.
No, the Millennium Falcon.
Not millennial.
Here. Han Solo.
Holy fucking Christ. Anyway.
Ship.
Suggesting possible celebrity for which Emma Tutson was convicted.
M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-U-M. Oh, my God.
In the days leading up to his murder, CCTV footage showed that Arthur had been forced to stand at attention alone in the hallway of the house for most of the day without water. He was made to sleep downstairs on the hardwood floor without a mattress. This was a pattern of Arthur's life for many weeks before his death. With no contact from family or friends, and out of sight of children's social care, school, and other public services. After March 2020, Arthur lost the contact and support of a loving family members who adored him. Family members suspect Arthur may be at risk and did everything they could to try and speak up for Arthur. They contacted every agency they could think of, social care, school, police, and some several times, but their voice was not heard. Professionals regrettably had very limited understanding of what was happening to Arthur and what his life was like.
They have a Death Star one.
Oh, God.
They have a Grogu one.
And they have a Groot, they have a Loki, they have a Venom. I am Waffle.
This is what I deal with.
Do they have a Harry Potter one?
Probably.
The way it's going, yes.
Swish and spit?
Swish and flip. So I do have the actual address, which is scary. I also have all of the I have everybody's information on this court document. Yeah, it's the report. It's called for us would be the conviction report, the trial information. Over there, it's called remarks. So, he was actually calling out for his grandparents and uncles, hitting himself as well, and he would cry out saying he was hungry and thirsty.
Navi, enough.
Can you not? Found it. Like $60.
A Death Star popcorn popper.
Oh, Lordy.
I found it already.
So.
I know.
Like $60.
And the final axe. She took his head, hyperextended it, and flexed on his neck.
Ow.
Well, at the same time, hitting it against the wall several times. This amount of violence was produced on forces his body equivalent to those who might have otherwise have been produced by high-speed traffic collision.
Hey, kitty. Where'd you come from?
So she used to call him a cunt or a shit or Satan or Hitler. So she basically did Oh, no. She sent the boyfriend text messages saying, take this cunting jaw off his shoulders, to fill him in, to dash his food off his head, and to end him. That's the text messages this girl sent to his father.
That is just wrong.
On so many levels.
They only spent a number of days in custody. It was 529 before they sentenced him.
How long is he sitting?
All right, so hang on. So Thomas Hughes convicted of manslaughter. I judge you manslaughter as being high. You're encouraged violence by intending result injury just short of really serious harm. I can reach the conclusion based on the level of threats you made to him on a regularity of your own assaults on him. Again, your case I will pass for manslaughter, which reflects your offending, including two counts of child cruelty for which you are convicted. I will then pass concurrent terms for the child cruelty counts. The persistence of your cruelty to Arthur leads me to conclude that I shall pass a sentence for manslaughter within the bracket of the guidelines. Reserved cases for there is a very high culpability. The bracket starting point of 18 years. So manslaughter is only the 18 years. Therefore, features of your offending. You, as Arthur's father, is in a position of trust, prime responsibilities. You lied to the school in the last days of Arthur's life to protect you and Miss Tustin. I give you limited credit for your good character, given for a period of time which you abused your son in this ways. The last sentence I can pass to you is one of 21 years. There will be concurrent terms of 9 years for the offenses of cruelty. You will serve 2/3 of that time, of that term, less any time you've spent in custody. And then you'll be released until the expiry of that term. So he got 21 years. Okay. Going up here. Emma Tutson, I will sentence you for murder. The sentence I can only pass to you is one lifetime imprisonment. It is in any event of the proper sentence for your crimes. I also have to set a minimum term to serve before the parolee board can consider you to release. The minimum term will reflect your overall criminality. I shall pass the concurrent fixed term sentences for offenses to child cruelty. The minimum term does not represent the time you'll actually spend in custody. It is simply the minimum of a period you must spend in prison before you can even be considered for the parole board. If they do not release you, you will remain in custody for the rest of your life. You will be reliable to recall into custody for the rest of your life. I sent the minimum reference of the Schedule 21, don't know, as Parliament enacted. I judge this case particularly high, thus starting point of 30 years. Although save the element of sadism, Jesus Christ.
So basically he ain't getting out anytime soon.
Well, Thomas is, he's got 21 years to sit. She's got... She's got 29 years because they had to deduct the number of year, time she was in custody, which was 529 days. So they gave her a year off before they could consider her for the parole board.
Damn.
Yeah, they don't do the whole death penalty over there.
They bring the death penalty back everywhere.
I bet you they thought about it.
Not over there, man. They should use the guillotine.
They did at one point.
Wow.
But look at Catherine Bates. Dude, that...
How can...
How much torture that girl was in. He just got out.
You know, I sit here and I listen to these, especially these when they involve kids.
The last few has all regarded kids.
How the hell can you do that to a kid? I mean,
Because people,
I am still to this day, I am still extremely protective of my kids, and I would do anything for them. And yeah, I get upset at them, but
I think it's so. I'm not trying to make any excuses.
I'm not trying to make any.
John did not make any excuse. Calm down, there, Tiger. For any of these.
I mean, I don't want to step on you.
I'm not trying to make excuses. But the one thing I'm starting to notice is when...
Stay out of England?
Okay, besides that. people had more of a village back in our day, your day, where they could trust their grandparents and things like that. But now you come to this day, that village has fallen apart. I can't go to my mother-in-law and say, I'm dropping off my kid by you. I need a break. I'd get fought hand and foot.
That's what grandparents are for.
But they're not doing that anymore. I cannot drop her off at his dad's. Am I wrong?
No.
We don't have that support system that my parents had. Fuck, I was living at my grandmother's during the summer. I don't think I saw my parents during the summer.
Yeah, I used to live when my grandpa was alive. I used to I'd go spend 3-4 weeks with him in the summer. Of course, I also grew up out there, so I knew people, you know. But
now that dynamic has completely changed.
Well, yeah, everybody's got to work 2 or 3 jobs to stay
ahead of the game. Or at least be level with the fucking game. And I think that's what's becoming the problem. We aren't factoring in family so much. So when these spawns of Satan's, I love them so dearly, grow up, we're like, okay, we're done. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I could just work and not have to worry about getting a babysitter, all this. But when they need help, we're like, no, I can't help you. But in reality, we get into that mindset where, like myself, we should be able to rely on our grandparents.
One would think.
But I know, personally, with... Like, my dad, if he lived closer, he would, but it scares me. His stroke...
Well, that's...
That's...
That is a medical concern. That's not a...
Yeah.
I don't trust him to do something.
I don't trust him to put things in a microwave. Because he can't remember things. It's not typically his fault. Oh, God, I wish. He almost set his house on fire because he left a fork in the microwave. I heard that call from my mom. I'm like, what the fuck you want me to do? I'm 2.5 hours away. By the time I get up there, the house is gone. We're making that clear right here, right now. But
you have a really nice ass.
But my mom wants to retire in a couple years. And I'm like, you want them kids? Come down and grab them. I don't care. She goes, when I retire, I'll take the kids on the weekends. Bye, Felicia.
Do you send Paul too?
I don't know. I got a call. Can I take your dog? What the fuck? Ever since I got Fang, he's wanted Fang. And then I got a call. What day was that? Tuesday?
I don't know. I wasn't even home.
When did I call you about that? Why did I get the weird fucking calls? Was that?
That was Wednesday or
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Okay. Got a call. Literally, my dad never fucking calls me. I always have to call him. Answer the phone. Hello? Because, the fuck, you don't call. Can I have your dog? Is this how we start conversations? Literally, that's how that went. Every time I get a dog, even back when I lived in West Bend, within a year or two, they magically take my dog. I've noticed this. It's become a habit. They magically take my dogs. So apparently I'm...
get the dog drop.
Apparently I like my dogs. Apparently I raise them right, I guess. I don't know. Fang's kind of a dink.
Well, Fang's a fucking blockhead.
Yes.
But he's an adorable blockhead.
Yes.
A very adorable stubborn blockhead.
Yes.
That's what we were just saying, dear.
So there is a difference between an American pit bull and a Stafford pit bull. Fang is a Stafford pit bull. And he's retarded as shit.
Yep.
Exactly my point.
Well, he's from across the pond.
It's also fucking true. I don't know where the fuck he came. So, American pit bulls can be vicious. They can be trained vicious. Staffords, they look vicious.
But they're
retarded as fuck.
Kind of like white German shepherds. Sick. Fucking nuttier than a fruitcake at Christmas and dumb as a box of rocks.
If y'all wonder why, I love pit bulls. They're adorable. They're cute.
They're adorable.
They're cuddle machines.
They're very derpy.
Which is true. They were bred to be nanny dogs. However, my dog is stupid as shit. I don't think he could nanny anything.
Does he have a fascination with stealing socks?
Shoes.
Okay, he has a shoe fetish.
And he likes to put the shoes next to the bed.
I do that. It's not Legos, it's shoes.
Yes, and you know how pissed off he gets because he finds his shoe upstairs versus where he put them the night before.
My boots, too.
He'll carry them up. He won't chew on them, though. He's magic. There's no teeth marks on it, but you know he got him up using his teeth.
He probably put them on.
But he'll drop them right there. Drop them right there. And he'll come back and lay, and you can't move the blanket. Because they're fucking rocks. They're boulders. That snore.
The pit bull snore.
Well, you've all heard that man's, that grown-ass man snore. Worst part is the dog. So I always question if he goes, you snore too loud. I always question, is it me or is it the dog?
Uh-huh. It has been snoring like more loudly than he.
Cats are weird creatures, though.
Yeah.
You know, I just realized something.
That you're breaking out?
No, when I was using the hammer last weekend to put the tack strip. Uh-huh. I missed the nail a couple of times and hit myself right there. I got a little bit of a bruise. My eyesight's not that bad.
I give it about a year before Kelly's gets his driver's license revoked because he can't see. Damn, you just got called out, didn't you?
You said it a couple times within a week.
Let me set that ink for you.
Hey, that shit hurt. Yeah.
But yeah, we were sitting there this morning, and he's, and I'm going, oh, I miss that sound.
I could go to the dentist and get the sound of the drill.
No.
That's a different... No.
No, there's that's nothing like the sound of a tattoo gun.
She's comparing it to a...
Yeah, I know.
Dentist drill.
No.
That is so different because it...
Dentist drills hurt.
I have to go in there next month.
I've got some putty in my office. We can just kind of pack it in there and I can round it off. I've got paint.
And you can make it glow stop the bleeding. Dark.
I can make it glow in the dark.
I have to make mine stop bleeding.
And I could put googly eyes on it. Huh?
With glasses. Lashes.
That would work.
How gross that would feel. No, they have to get my gums to stop bleeding. It happens during pregnancy. But the problem is, I already had an infection.
Oh.
So now they're trying to prevent it during the pregnancy.
Yes.
And this kid's not helping at all.
Noted.
Duly noted.
So, yeah.
You guys want a fish tank?
The fuck do I want a fish tank for?
Complete setup. All you gotta do is add fish and water.
The last time I had a fish, I killed it under it.
Killed it within 2 days.
No, it survived for a month and a half. You can ask my ass husband. But then we forgot that we had to let the water sit, and we just... When we cleaned the tank out, right? We didn't have a little... We didn't have a fish that cleaned it. Okay? So we had to physically take everything out, clean it, put it back, and then you have to let the water sit for a little bit. So it gets that air.
Yeah.
Well, Derek's first fish called Spider-Man didn't make it.
I would have called him Uncle Ben, but that's beside the point.
Well, it was because he was red and blue. And he actually looked really cool. It was a betta fish, though.
Oh, well, though.
They only last so long anyway, but.
Yeah, but this is a 20-gallon. There's everything you need.
You convinced that old man for it.
Old man.
We don't need a fish tank.
Well, let's see, you've got a bunny, you've got dogs, you've got pussy, you got a snake, you got a bearded dragon. I think you said you had a bird.
At one point.
No, we don't have any birds anymore.
But you're next, let me guess, the cat.
No, they committed suicide. It got his beak wrapped up into the toy because it was a string, and it got bit and snapped its neck. Committed suicide.
It played Epstein.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. The very least. So yeah. Is that all for the night then?
That is all for the night. That's all I was going to do.
So we were talking... 2 weeks ago, before Crystal and I both had a migraine, which we apologized for last week. We're sorry, guys, but we are human. We were discussing something that we want to try, possibly. You know, we're always looking for people who want to come on the show and promote their small business, or if they have a murder story or something that they want to tell. But we decided that I think we're going to try something different. And Tech Bitch.
Earth the Tech Bitch.
No, it's not his phone.
What? Get your head out of the phone for a minute. Per our conversation 2 weeks ago,
okay,
what was the travel radius for us?
Was it an hour?
Was it like an hour or a half hour?
It was like
somewhere in the
an hour to 40 minutes or so.
We just want to round it up and call it an hour?
That's fine.
Sure.
So here's what we're going to try to get more people on the show. We're going to try something different. If you want to either come to Studio B here and hang out with us during a show and do a live show with us, or if you're within an hour of us here in Beloit, we can come to you and do a live show from your place. If anybody's interested, send us a message. We'll work out the details. We'll just try something different. Huh? Okay. I don't know.
Okay. That's what I would think. Yeah. I think it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, let's try something. And if you're a business owner and you want us to come to your business and do a live, we'll do that too. And we'll promote you.
We could even, if you want, what you could do for a business owner.
It's swelling down.
No.
Not ice.
No.
That's going to make it worse. It's going to take that ink right out of your skin. Hold on a minute.
Tell
me, is that cold?
No, not really.
Exactly.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
It was on her back.
She'd been sitting on it.
But I meant, like, for business owners, if they want to, like, model off what they do.
Yeah.
We can sit there, probably make smart-ass comments about it, but we'll sit there.
Yeah.
God knows what it'll be. If y'all are dildo creators, do not expect me not to say something.
Especially if it's biodegradable and it's about yay big.
And it's green.
I found the box. I don't know where it went.
Did you check the backyard? Is there anything?
It walked away.
I'm nervous. And we cleaned out that fucking thing. I don't know where it is.
It's got to be somewhere in there.
Check the treasure motor toy boxes.
I didn't check there.
Random curiosity.
I do my fucking mind.
It now has a blonde wig and googly eyes on it.
And a suction cup.
And it's. And it's named Shalisa or some shit. It's a roommate thing.
Noted.
Yeah. Well, through my office.
That's what I'm like.
Yep. Well, they don't want to be on camera.
No, I understand it. That's what I'm like.
Yep. Yep, yep. So, if you're interested in either coming here to Studio B or us coming to you, reach out to us, send us a message. You can probably get a hold of us individually on our Facebook accounts. just message us on our page, and we'll set it up with you. Let's try something different and... I gotta wash that first.
She ain't trusting you. And the ointment.
Don't need to wash it with this.
I don't know. Sometimes it burns. Mm-hmm. So beware of the burn.
Yep.
Sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. I can't. I think it's just how fresh it is. Oh, shit.
That's way too much.
If you can rub it in, it wouldn't be too bad, but I don't think you can.
No, that's...
I don't know. I was a little bitch for my first one. I left it, wrapped it up for 24 hours. It's better than burning.
Anyway, so check it out. Talk to your significant other.
I mean, even
we'll even put on nice clothes.
I mean, if you're a tattoo artist, we can even let you tat us for free. Just not stupid shit, preferably, because I work where I work.
Okay.
Because I would prefer not to have a dick running around my arm.
No, you're married to one.
She's telling you to do it to her. Oh. Put the other one...
First,
this is a fresh tattoo. Okay, I wasn't understanding the points.
That's for you. Okay. So I get my tattoo done.
It's
gonna be my whole arm.
There you go.
That is way too much. Anyway. So
I don't smoke enough.
Reach out to us and we'll work something out. But it'll get us out of the house a little bit. Get us out of Studio B, Studio A. Like I said, you can come to us or we can come to you. Within an hour, though, because I'm old and I don't do very long car rides anymore.
Nope, I do not.
So, I think that's it for the night then. I'm
done.
Trying to find our outro. So, have a great week, everybody. Excuse me. We will see you next time. Really? You want me to restart it?
No, I'm good. What am I getting printed?
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.
And we are good.
Stop the beans.
Thank you.